Chelsea Sullenberger, just a quote that just grabs my heart. Chelsea Sullenberger was the pilot, and when he was flying this plane, he hit a flock of geese. Not one, a flock. And that set the engines on fire, and that meant that the plane was definitely going down, and he knew it. And in a matter of 1 or 2 minutes, he did a whole bunch of things. This is what he did. He turned the engines off so the fire wouldn't spread. He then got the plane to go a certain speed. It needed to glide so that it could get away from the city and not cause damage in the city. He then needed to get the nose of the plane up at just the right angle so it could glide a further distance. He then had to turn off the autopilot and take control of the plane. He then had to turn on the ditch system because they were headed for a water landing. He then geared the plane left to avoid buildings. And then he landed in the Hudson River, going with the flow of the water, because he knew that if he went against the flow of the water, there was like a 60% chance the plane would cartwheel and there would be major destruction and major loss of life. He landed the plane. We all know the story. Maybe you've seen the pictures. Back in 2008, it was in January that he did this. He landed the plane. Then he walked up the aisles to make sure all the passengers got off before himself. You know what he did? He took off his shirt because someone was cold, and he warmed him with his shirt. This is a crazy story. When every passenger got out and they were interviewed by the media, do you know what they said? Pretty much everyone, whether they were Christian or not, they said this. It was a miracle that he did this. Do you know what he said? I've done it 1,000 times before. I had simulated this numerous times. It was a habit. It was easy. That's what he said. Habit formation saved hundreds and hundreds of lives. I believe these habits, they're simple. Commit to community, study scripture, prioritize prayer, seek solitude, choose church. It's my belief that there are people outside of this area that may go through crisis. They are right now. And they need us in rhythm with these so that we can be a blessing to them as they come into their crisis. There is someone outside in this community right around us that would be very blessed if more of us had these practices in place so that we could be a blessing to them. I believe there's someone in this congregation that would benefit greatly if more and more of our members maybe just even took one of these habits, enhanced it more in the next 40 days. I believe there's someone in every single family here represented that could be blessed by you if you focused on one of these habits in front of you. Now, none of the people on that flight, when they boarded that flight, thought this. None of them thought, hey, you know what? I'm so glad Chelsea Sullenberger had put in those habits, those years of habits, so that he can save my life today. But everyone at the end of that flight was so thankful that that pilot put the time in to develop those habits to be an excellent pilot. Jesus Christ developed habits, not for himself. He didn't need them. He developed them so that he could be a blessing to every single person around him. So also for us, who knows who it is? Someone in crisis may need us, and when we have these habits in place, we can be a blessing to them. One of the theme verses that's going to guide us along is this. Jesus said, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. This is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, from Eugene Peterson's translation from The Message. What I think is beautiful from this is that it's unforced rhythms. It's something we have to try harder from. We just simply hang out with Jesus in prayer, in study, and let those habits of his flow out into our lives, onto the lives of others. Join me in a word of prayer. We're going to, of course, in the next 5 weeks, talk more about each of these habits. Let's open our hearts up to be at least open to considering these today. Dear Lord, we thank you for Jesus and his example. Lord, sometimes we wonder what we should do and how we should behave. And All of us admit that at times we just seek the crowd and how they would answer. Lord, that's good at times, but that can lead us to a dangerous place. Help us to look to your Son, Jesus, his habits, his ways. May that be a blessing for us in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.